Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Today is Memorial Day, when the United States honors its war dead. Memorial Day has its roots in Decoration Day, which was first observed in 1866 after the war between the states. Women of both sides of the Mason-Dixon line placed flowers on the graves of fallen soldiers, regardless of their loyalty. Banks, government offices, and courts will be closed today, along with many private businesses. The offices of ColumbusCountyNews.com will be open until 2 p.m. Please take the time to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy. Today is the Clarkton Community Day Parade. The lineup starts at 9 a.m. on the north end of 701 Business at the E.J. Cox plant. The parade starts at 10:30. Arthur Bullock is this year's Grand Marshal. More than $3 million will be coming to southeastern North Carolina to help with road and infrastructure repairs after last September's almost tropical cyclone. The Federal Highway Administration announced the grant Friday. Congressman David Reiser said the grants are part of the response to potential Tropical Cyclone 8. The September storm dropped more than 18 inches of rain in less than 24 hours, causing catastrophic flooding in Brunswick as well as significant flooding in Columbus County. Speaking of such things, the 2025 tropical season is expected to be busy, according to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. Currently, 13 to 19 named storms are possible, with 6 to 10 of those becoming hurricanes and 3 to 5 becoming major hurricanes. We have much more on the forecast at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Right now, though, we're having the opposite problem. Thursday's drought monitor showed conditions are improving in Columbus County, but overall, the entire area is still considered to be in a moderate drought. Columbus is about 4 inches below normal rainfall right now for the year. Fire danger is increasing, but those showers that moved in last night are going to bring us a little bit of relief. A Myrtle Beach couple was arrested Thursday after 6 grams of fentanyl was found in their vehicle. Anthony Breeden and Julianne Zevgolis, both age 36, were arrested in a traffic stop at 242 in Princess Anne Roads just after midnight. They were both charged with trafficking, carrying a concealed firearm, and other felonies held under secured bonds. We have much more on the story on our website. State and local law enforcement are out in force for the Memorial Day holiday. Click-it-or-ticket campaigns are going on through June 1st. There's an increased emphasis on seat belt and child safety seat usage. All agencies will be aggressively hunting impaired aggressive drivers during the safety campaign. Just remember to wear your seatbelt, don't speed, don't drink and drive, and give yourself a little extra travel time over the weekend. Former Sheriff's Office Captain Kevin Norris has joined the race for the county's top law enforcement officer. He recently retired after 27 years with the Sheriff's Office. He joins a wide field of candidates for the nomination as the sheriff's post. Josh Harris bowed out of the race last week, but appointed Sheriff Bill Rogers, former Deputy Josh McPherson, and Chadburn Police Chief Ken Elliott have all announced their runs for the office. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.